This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty Show and T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T. I don't know how he did on Best Bets yesterday. In my mind, I could think of at least a couple that didn't go his way.
It was much like the rest of the week. Ass.
That
sucked.
That's how
red.
It goes, man.
Gosh, damn it.
You would have been real.
Did you mean those words to be in a different order?
Which one?
You said ass, red, suck.
No, they're just like all you, three
like
different.
That phrase out of
different
order.
No, those are all three descriptive words for the evening.
Oh, exactly how it meant it to be. I am checking it out, and you are lucky a 21-2 run occurred as well. In the fourth quarter, you'd have really been in a bad place. And it was two for six. And we'll get to the NBA in a little bit. But last night, betting in that OKC Nuggets game, that's a tough one. Because, hell, you'd have been better off betting the bench players.
They were acting like
cover.
Some Nuggets.
to cover, because they just took that game out. Well, we'll get to that.
Damn Owen Hart.
Should have stuck with Hartenstein, boys.
Did you say Owen Hart?
They were acting like some Nuggets.
Oh, the little... Okay. Sorry,
I am not a Nugget.
Just think of... When I think of Owen Hart, man...
R.I.P.
I was almost at that event. That happened in Kansas City. I was... Instead of us going... It was my friend's birthday. Instead of us all going to that...
Yeah.
We watched it at his house. And we watched him... We watched that happen.
That pay-per-view screen went black.
R.I.P. Owen Hart. I saw Jim Ross. I knew that... That was not fake. Jim Ross was being serious. Terrible accident. Anyway, it is 5 o'clock fire. Welcome into The Drive. And Clint and Tyler, some contract news with the Texans. The Houston Texans and rookie wide receiver Jaden Higgins, who they drafted with the 34th pick in the second round, have agreed to a fully guaranteed four-year contract worth $11.7+ million. Higgins is the first second-round pick in NFL history to have a fully guaranteed contract. That's where they go with him. I know you talked about your excitement in seeing him tomorrow as rookie camp gets started. We'll lay our eyes on Jaden Higgins for the first time tomorrow. But, Glenn, I do. I think this is a guy very much like they did with Kamari Lassiter, and it was something we wondered. This is a guy that I think, Clint, I know there's competition, and you got to earn it. You got to earn it. I think Clint, he is going to, just like Kamari Lassiter did last year, get every single opportunity, and I mean from word go, to be on the other side of Nico Collins as a starter.
Yeah, look, he's the one that I think for a couple of days, I'll take, you know, he's on second team, or maybe he's running second or third team, whatever. But boy, by the into the first week of camp, I expect Jaden Higgins, to your point, to be treated precisely the way that Kamari Lassiter was. I mean, look, there's a need there. You look at the body type, he's clearly an outside receiver. He's not a slot guy. They've had a lot of success with Nico Collins, that same body style, that same play style. And quite frankly, there's just nobody out there that should even be in the same class as Jaden Higgins for that other outside spot. Look, we've seen all the competition, the quote unquote competition with this team, and there's no amount of experience, there's no amount of, like, this guy's ceiling is this high. There's nobody that he's going to be competing with that has this crazy twitch and this wild speed and the ability to take the top off and do all this great route runner. I mean, at the end of the day, Jaden Higgins is a guy that I expect to separate himself or for them to separate him fairly quickly in camp and make sure he's getting run with C.J. Stroud in the ones.
Yeah, it seems like they eyed him and wanted him.
Yep.
And it makes sense, right? That was, I'd say, their second or third biggest need, depending on how many offensive linemen you would say are ahead of them. I think that was their second biggest need, and they bring him out there. And I'm with you. I think he should fit. Like, his game and what you watch for him should fit exactly what they're looking for, and you love everything that would go with all of the other receivers they have there. So Jaden Higgins is somebody we're excited to see, and I'm guessing tomorrow he's going to get you. I know, and my favorite part is you're going to try to do everything not to allow him to get you, and he'll make some catch, he'll do something, you'll look at him, whoa, I can see you, yeah. Whoa, he'll do something.
Well, I mean, he's the kind of guy, you know, I haven't seen him yet, but I know his measurables scream. Look, he's not the first to get off the bus because you got defensive ends and tackles, and you got some linebackers. You got some different positions that should be built a little bit sturdier. But he's definitely got to be one of the guys on the offensive side, the skilled side of the game, that is first off the bus with Nico Collins. I mean, you talking about 6'4", 200 plus. I mean, that's a big bodied wide receiver. I love big bodied wide receivers. I think there's such an advantage there when those guys can go. The question with Jaden Higgins is, how is that weight distributed in his body? You know, then once they get moving, is how fluid is he? How well does he move? Is there some stiffness there that he has to overcome? Not that it's a big deal. Hell, I mean, you look at DK Metcalf. I watched him play in college, and he was stiffer than all get out, but he still is one of the better wide receivers in the league. And so just laying eyes on Jaden Higgins, from just his stature to seeing a guy that big move at the wide receiver position, It's fascinating to watch.
Yeah. So he will be in camp in rookie camp with the rest of the others. He signed, sealed, delivered. It's good to have. Hey, they went and take care of their guys.
They believe in him. They signed
their seventh round pick guy. They've taken care of their guys and made sure they don't have any of that to deal with.
Yeah, they believe in him, man. 11.7 million straight up from jump. Just all get fully guaranteed. Give it to him. Get it out of the way. Spread it out over 4 years. And let's keep this thing moving.
Well, we good to see him. Can't wait to see what do we get a number on what he's rolling with?
I've not seen a number, no.
I gotta find it. I gotta find a Jaden Higgins number.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint and Tyler, the playoffs, the NBA playoffs, and they have been, besides that ass kicking, as the Thunder just dog walked the Nuggets and just absolutely ruined. I think you at least took the over on that, didn't you, Tyler? That did you take the over on? Oh no, you took the under. Oh my god, you took the under on that 230.
Yeah, I missed the over on the other game and the under on that.
Oh
one.
My god, dog!
And great week.
Hey, damn near the Thunder, damn near did it by himself. They got that 230 easy. Well, they beat the hell out of them. I didn't know it was that bad.
Damn, man.
I really didn't.
Kicking me to over here.
I'm just saying, man. I ain't lying. I don't feel too bad. You text me about one of your one wins so hard.
I went at it so hard that
I believed it. I was on the right track. Well, let's start there. I was on the right track.
That was one of my two, okay?
What the hell happened? What is happening in Boston? The Knicks fight back, and again, just like in game one, They come back from down 20-plus in game one, 20-plus. In this game, they were down by 20. They're down by 20 with like 3 minutes of the third quarter left. And they come all the way back. I think in game one, they had a 31-7 run. And then in this one, they had a 21-2 run in the fourth quarter and then came back and won this game over the Celtics. The Celtics, I believe, have shot 100 threes over the first two games.
Shoot the J.
I know they've missed more than 70.
Shoot yeah. it.
Yes,
didn't somebody just break that record of missing 70-something threes in a two-game stretch?
It was them.
No, somebody did it a couple of days before them.
Somebody else? I thought it was them who did it themselves. Maybe the Pacers. Pacers look like a team. They're like a team that might be jacking up a bunch.
I could be wrong, but I thought I saw that somewhere. They topped it. They set a record. And most threes missed in two games. It's 70 something. I lost count when I got to 70.
I'm certain they're 25 out of 100. I think that's right.
So there's 75 of them. Oh wow!
I think they're 25 out of 100 for the series from three. And I guess I throw this out, right? They're down 0-2.
Boston.
By the way, the Celtics are down 0-2 in this series, and Vegas still have the Celtics as the favorite to get to the finals out of the East. I just want to make that clear.
Tatum in the fourth.
They're down 0-2. Do you think this is over?
Oh, no, I don't think it's over because I think it's very clear who the better team is. I don't know how, and I haven't watched a ton of TV today, obviously been working. I don't know how Joe Mazzulla isn't getting absolutely drugged right now. We can talk about the players all we want and their ultimately response, but for the head coach of a basketball team to allow – what I watched last night, I was in and out on the previous one when they missed 45 of 60. But what I watched last night, Ron, 100% unacceptable. In that fourth quarter, it is clear what the hell's going on for a good 7 minute stretch. It's very clear. Hey man, your lead is dwindling here, and these guys, they weren't like New York wasn't giving them the threes and like taking everything else away and forcing them to shoot threes. They were choosing to pull up and shoot threes, and it wasn't one guy. It was every single guy. If Al Horford would have shot another three, and I know he's a good shooter. I know he can shoot it from beyond the arc, but at some point, we got to put a cap on folks and say, hey, man, that's enough. Let's go win this game. I mean, you've got a lead where all you got to do is if you just don't run down there and immediately chunk up a three, you got a really good chance of winning the game. And the fact that it went on for so long, Ron, the fact that, I mean, because New York was not perfect as they were coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, it was wild, man. They just, like, for Joe Mazzulla not to call a timeout and go, okay, let's get this ball inside. Let's work the clock a little bit. Let's work and some kind of offense just a little bit. I mean, it's, good but it's God,
so,
man.
One, it's so much their identity that it's just habit. I do think they could drive it some more. We watched Tatum driving in. I think he got a dunk to take the lead late.
Yes,
on a drive. But my thing is, one, I'm with you. It is not over. They're getting 20 point leads in these games, and they're not playing great. Like they're the Celtics. They're not playing lights out, right? I don't know. Like my biggest thing with Joe Mazzulla is, like what? Like maybe Porzingis just couldn't go. I don't know why he wasn't in there more. He just couldn't go. But, man, Clint, they were wide open, man. There were shots that they take all the time. Like, there was the corner ones are their shots. Al, something. Hell, they didn't run out to Al. He just stood out there, and Al shoots him at a decent clip. I mean, he shot on the other side of the goal. Then they came down. Tatum was down there. Brunson was running out to him. He fell down. And then he just, I mean, it just chunked it. They're practice shots. The Pritchard kid, that's what he did. He made over 200 threes. So I get what you're saying, but I'm looking at him. It's not like, you know, you watch some games and boy, man, the Knicks are running them off the line and they're taking just tough ones.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just standing under, just missing shots that they make. They just make one of them.
Well but my overall point is like the just awareness. I understand what you're talking about, like the awareness. Like there was, I watched at least half the threes they took in the fourth. They could have dribbled twice and took a shot from the elbow, took a jumper from the elbow instead of taking that long shot. Like, at some point, we got to go, hey, man, we're not knocking these threes down. Let's just go get twos, preserve this win, and we'll move on. Like, the lack of awareness, and I'm not a basketball head, so I don't know what necessarily the answer is, but damn, man, that is a tough – I mean, dropping two at home. Now you got to go on the road for two.
No, they got no business losing this series,
and they're in jeopardy of losing it.
I think there's a couple. One, I'm shocked by the 21 to the two part of it, but also, man, like they got to get. They also got to get some damn stops too. like they're just for them to just go to just get 21, 30 points, you know, in quarters and stuff. Like they've got to get some stops too. It was wild.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, one of our favorite names, Jim Bob Cooter of the
of the
Indianapolis Colts said, "I think Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones are eager to compete with each other." And I'm just wondering, for Texans fans, who do you want to win that battle? For you, like who would you feel with the Colts? Because the Colts have a pretty good roster. We watched them last year and in the last couple of years do some things, and they were right behind the Texans for a lot of the year until they just broke apart. But their quarterback play obviously has hurt them. Who would you rather be the starter as a Texans fan, Richardson or Daniel Jones?
For me, it's Richardson. I mean, you're talking about a guy that'll tap out. You're talking about a guy that'll make piss-poor decisions kind of throughout. A guy that's liable to get hurt. You know, with he's had injury issues, so I'm at a point with Anthony Richardson where
his floor is a lot lower than Daniel.
Great point. That's the easiest way to put it, man. The floor has the potential to sink significantly lower with Anthony Richardson than it does with Daniel Jones. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I would take the, hey man, I know you're going to make two or three plays that are just out of this world type plays. But I know you're also throughout for a four-quarter game, you're gonna give me a couple. You're going to make some real bonehead moves to make it difficult for your team to score and win points.
You think so? Win games. Over the long haul, they've got a better chance with Daniel Jones.
Yep.
You think so?
Yep,
than Anthony Richardson?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Shane Steichen, Daniel Jones, one of the things we obviously know is he can move with the legs. Not like
I'm not banking too much on that. I'm a serviceable guy. What's his name? What's my man's name, the hippie that was there, the backup?
Oh, Gardner
Minshew. Gardner Minshew won 10 games, man. You know what I mean? Like that you give me a guy that can just do that and you're going to win 10-11.
From the standpoint of Shane's offense.
Yeah.
Right, like the stuff he likes to do running the quarterback. Daniel Jones, that was when he was at his best when Brian Daboll added that, so we'll see. Yeah, something about that if he figures it out, talent there. Because Dan can serve up some gifts to him.
You got to take the lesser of two evils, Dan
won 11 games with the Giants and got to the playoffs and won a playoff game on the road at Minnesota. A couple of years ago when they had that one year and he got $80 million somehow. So here's that. All right, coming up, we talked about Jalen Higgins. What about the other Iowa State wide receiver? What do you hear what Todd McShay has to say about him? And it's maybe not the great things that you hear about him, but will they concern you? We'll let you hear what he's got to say and make your determination. Coming up next, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers.
Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Todd McShay, who covers the NFL and specializes on the draft, was given his thoughts on the other side of things with Jalen Nowell. Who the Texans drafted in the third round from the standpoint of, hey, these are the things that could give him problems. These are the things that maybe made him drop in the draft. These are the things that maybe prevent him to potentially reach, you know, certain levels in the NFL, and the things that you got to look at and you got to maybe work around. He's got to work around to get to his absolute peak in the NFL. Here's Todd McShay, and I want you to listen to these things, and you can join the show by texting in 713-572-4610 and as well on YouTube and Twitch. Do these things concern you? Do these things that Todd McShay brings up kind of makes you maybe pause a little bit, maybe on your excitement with Jalen Nowell?
Those are the reasons. Short arms, short, small catch radius, had some drops, 5 muff punts. You add all those things up, and you're looking at a smaller catch radius guy who, yes, is explosive, but I can't count in the first 2 rounds. I want to get someone I believe is going to be a starter, and I'd like to draft my slot starter eventually, if that's what he is, in the third. And they got Jaden Hayden.
All right. He said, you know, short arms, small catch radius, drop punts. Had some drops during his time at Iowa State. Any of those things you look at, Clint, coming into this team where I think he is going to be a contributor, any of those things bring any level of concern for him?
Not one bit. I was obviously I follow Seth Payne, who does a great job with some videos and some stats and stuff with the part of One Half of Payne and Pendergast in the morning. And you know, he was posting some stats. Are reposting some stats earlier on Twitter about how, yeah, early on in his career he had some drop issues, and they got significantly better as his career went on in college, so it's not as much of a problem anymore. And so, you know, you look at a lot of the things that are mentioned. And by the way, Todd McShay absolutely loves this kid. He was just you know, mentioning some of the things that may have caused a drop in the draft. I'm not worried about any of them. A lot of these conversations that we're going to have about offensive line we've had today. We've had one about C.J. Stroud a couple of times. We've talked about the wide receivers. I'm going to go back to one key player in all of this, and two key players in all of this. It's C.J. Stroud and Nick Caley. Those two guys have to know and understand exactly how to use certain players. If the catch radius and the drops and you know, whatever else, the short arms, if all those things are real legit problems that cause some level of a shortcoming in his wide receiver game, then it's Nick Caley and C.J. Stroud's job to use him in a way in which we minimize those problems, right? And I trust that they'll be able to do that. Now, is he so far down the pecking order it doesn't matter? I don't know. We'll see how the competition at the wide receiver position plays out. But I do know that when you look at this wide receiver group, as I've said many times, I think you got much more specialty within the group than just guys that can do everything. And so there'll be a focus on making sure that these guys are put in position to play with their strengths instead of fighting their weaknesses. And I think Noel, the young receiver, there's a specialty skill set there that some people will pigeonhole to a slot receiver. I've got to believe, yes, the slot would work out, but I got to believe it's more of a weapon receiver. I think he is going to be an inside guy, but more of a weapon receiver. And if that is the case, you can very easily overcome, if those are legit problems or shortcomings for him, you can very easily overcome those. Get the ball in the kid's hands. He's super explosive, super twitchy. Let him go make plays. So, I think of Tank Dell and kind of his strengths when we talk about Noel. We hadn't seen him yet, so I don't want to even compare the college. I'm talking about we'll see him at the NFL level. But the one thing with Tank Dell is he was a tremendous route runner. The route tree, he was a magician with the route tree. And so I'd never wanted to pigeonhole him to inside or to just a weapon. I don't know exactly where Jalen Noel lands on that chart yet.
Yeah, to me, the only thing that concerned me that he had to say was the muff punts. That's the only 5 muff punts when he was at Iowa State. That's the only thing that concerns me, because if that is a part of what he's doing, if he is a part of returning punts, returning kicks, that's the only thing that makes me concerned, because the other stuff would be like Clint saying, hey man, Nico Collins, man, he's not great when it comes to jet sweeps. Nico Collins isn't great in uncovering, out of the slot. Like those are things. Yeah, he doesn't have a large catch radius because he's not big. Yeah, he is. His size may be a thing, because that's where he is. Maybe, he has short arms because he's short, and but that isn't going to prevent him from
shouldn't
prevent him based on what we've seen guys his size.
Yep.
We've seen a lot of guys that play around the position he does shouldn't prevent him from being able to affect the field.
I've said it before, Ron. Look, I think with speed and twitch are the two things at the wide receiver position that to me are the most important traits. If you can't separate from a defender in man-to-man defense, it's going to be hard as hell to play at the NFL level. I think you're watching that with John Mechie. I think we've watched that with Xavier Hutchinson. Have players overcome in the past? Sure. But there is, if you don't have the speed to either threaten DBs deep and run the underneath routes, or get press coverage and get over the top and separate and run away from folks, or you have the ability to start and stop, change direction in an elite way. Like, if you don't have those traits, you're going to have a really difficult time consistently. You may be able to stay in the league for a while because you're old trusty and there's systems that'll work for you. But if we're talking about consistently producing in the NFL, in different systems, you better have one of the two. Whether that's speed or twitch or both, you better have one of the two. Yep. And I don't
see that would have been my concern if he's not explosive.
Right, right.
He doesn't get in and out of his breaks quickly.
Yeah.
For the area that he's going to be asked to play in.
Yeah, I'm not worried about drops. I'm not worried about catch radius. I'm not worried about short arms. That can be overcame with good play calling, creative play calling, the quarterback, which look, if you look at C.J. Stroud, the one thing that's undeniable with him is his accuracy. He said it. He is an absolute sniper, right? He is elite in the ball placement category. So you look at that should probably make up for any shortcomings that a receiver has in terms of short arms and small catch radius.
If there's ever a space you're looking at, we need on this team that has Nico Collins and Higgins, if there's ever a spot where we're looking like, hey man, let's go do some 50-50 balls with my man.
He's got to be down the list on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's not what you're looking at for him.
Right.
You're not looking at 50-50 ball. Looking at, hey, two-way goes. Can he hit his spot and be there for CJ? So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't I don't find anything. Just the muff punts, right? That's one thing you don't want to see is they're fumbling punts. That now that is something that could be serious. All right, coming up is we'll get you ready for the rest of the evening here on Sports Radio 610. T Mills Best Bets. Those are coming up. He's bound to get off the schneid. Sitting there at 33% in the red. Bound to. He needs to. Or he needs to stop. But that's coming up here in a bit. And also, man, I found it interesting a little bit earlier, and I'd love to hear from people right now rolling through here. Why are you excited? If you are, why are you excited about Nick Caley, the new OC? Why are you excited? We'll discuss all of that coming up next right here live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Remember, come hang out with us tomorrow. I've seen some people text in. Tyler has gotten to as many as he could to let them know we are out tomorrow. It is stop six on The Drive's Crawfish Circuit. May 9th tomorrow, we are live from Sugar Land at the Big Ben Tavern, Highway 6 in Sugar Land. Come on out and hang out. The bugs will be flowing. The menu there, from what I've been hearing and seeing, looks like it's really, really good. Cold beer. And you can have a good time with us. Great conversation as we'll have it. We like to hang out and have a good time every week on our Crawfish Circuit. There are prizes you can win. Prizes you can win each and every hour. Is what we do each week out there, and the grand prize, which includes a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer on the house, free beer for a year from our good friends at Bud Light. So shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light as they take care of us, and we hope to see you out. We better see you out. Coming up tomorrow in Sugar Land. Should be a good
That's
time.
Right.
Should be a good time. Coming up behind us as well, you know, the fellas, Texans All Access, they've got it. And they have got John McClain joining to get you all set for Texans rookie minicamp. Should be fun there as well. So John McClain, the general, the Hall of Famer right behind us on Texans All Access. And then Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago.
I saw him walk by a while ago, by the way.
No show, no call, apparently.
The turd Santiago.
And then someone made a good comment, like, Tyler, how did that make it? How was that the bronze? Obviously, it's Tyler's list. Some people thought, boy, that should have been moved up.
Well, because young Santiago is a good-ass dude, and I like him a lot.
First-time offender?
It was his first offense. It was his first time on the turd podium, so maybe he'll think twice before acting like a turd next time, you know? That's all we can hope for.
Listen, as you said, I like him, Clay Thompson. I just know there's an explanation of why he didn't call or didn't text, or maybe he believes he texted. And I would imagine that Patrick probably called him multiple times to check on him.
Shout out Santiago.
I would assume. So, I don't know.
Yeah, Patrick seems like a guy he'd be pretty adamant about getting hearing your voice, worried about something maybe happened to you.
Yeah.
Santiago, I think he's in the building. I think there's some context here that needs to be shared with the people.
Yep, bounce back day is T-Mills Best Bets. What do you got, 7 tonight? T-Mills Best Bets.
You went 7, huh?
No, I'm sticking with
6, though, because we ain't scared.
Staying 6, huh? Maybe this might be a night to go 4. I hear you.
Hell no, I got work to do.
Okay. All right, he is 33%. So, guys, he's due, bound to move up in this thing. All right, as I said on the tease there, for some of you, what are the reasons you're excited about Nick Caley? Because I think over here I think at best maybe for us right now, boy, just real hope right now, just because we just don't have a lot of intel, information, or just, you know, experience seeing him in this role.
Yeah, look, I think it's very simple to look at Nick Caley just in a vacuum and take all the Texans context out of the picture and just say, this guy has a good resume to be a play caller at the NFL level. I think there's several bullet points that would top the list of why he's got a real chance. But I think those are all very valid. But none of that until we see, rubber meets the road and we see legit scheme, play calling. It is just an unbelievably difficult job to do. Talent to execute on a consistent basis is play calling and all and everything that it entails. And until I see that, it's going to be concern. There's going to be some anxiety. There's going to be some fear, if you will. We'll see what happens. We'll see how it all works out.
Text line coming through. And I'm saying for those YouTube and Twitch as well, if you fall into the line like of you're excited to see, because when we've had these conversations and expressed our concern, there's been a, like, I'm excited. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Someone just texted. Now, he's not Slowick. The first time he calls a jet sweep, D'Amico should put his butt through the door.
Well, it depends on what skill set your wide receivers have or your running backs have. But we'll look. I mean, here's
calling it for Dalton.
I'm going to tell you. I'll be straight up honest with you. The if you want to talk about getting excited about the offense in 2025, for me, it's about two people. It's about C.J. Stroud and it's about D'Amico Ryans, right? I think D'Amico Ryan's handprints have to be all over this offense, from a culture, from a standard, from an accountability, all of that chemistry, all of those things, holding guys accountable. I think D'Amico's handprint's got to be all over it. And C.J. Stroud, I just trust that C.J. Stroud, hell, I know, I don't trust. I know C.J. Stroud's going to be better having more control of what the hell's going on at the line of scrimmage. Those two things.
That's what we've heard.
Those two things get me good and excited. Laremy Tunsil being gone gets me good and excited about what this offense could potentially be. But Nick Caley in a vacuum, that's tough for me to find the real football horny aspect of that move.
Yeah. It's just unknown. It's not for me like a, he's going to suck ass.
Right.
It's just a, we just witnessed an offensive coordinator win 10 games two straight years.
It wasn't enough.
And the first year, like, was a part of, I know many of you have now come to the conclusion that the tyrant was, that CJ was doing this in spite of him. But
anybody else's fingers hurt?
Yeah, I know how. And but CJ was the rookie of the year, thought of to be moving towards the elite category, quarterback category. And then the next year they win 10 games, and yes, it's a drop off. But hell, he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, and he's gone, and so much so that everybody, like many people, feel like he's just awful at it. And you saw one good year of it.
I think that point you're making is valid from a standpoint of the original point I was trying to make. It is difficult, man. You can be in the penthouse one year and the outhouse the next. Unless you've got a resume or unless you can consistently do it year after year after year, it's a tough-ass job to break through on. And hopefully Nick and D'Amico hit a grand slam with this Nick Cayley grab.
Yeah. Yeah, our biggest issue with Slowick's offense was he didn't let CJ cook. He got the keys to the Lambo. Now the offense will be better. Someone else texted in that I know he'll have a – This offense didn't have an identity. I know Nick Cayley will bring in an identity.
Yeah, tough to have an identity when I don't disagree with your point, but tough to have an identity when you can't protect the quarterback. I'd be willing to bet you the Chicago Bears didn't have much of an identity either. Yeah. Right? And again, some of that's on Bobby. No doubt. There's no doubt to it.
Yeah. All right, Larry. Are you a believer in Nick Cayley right now?
So, you know I'm a believer in Nick, man, and the reason why I'm excited about it is twofold. Number one, like Clint said, it's going to be what C.J. Stroud and Nick Cayley do as a unit that allows C.J. to take more control of this offense. And the fact that this is D'Amico Ryan's third year as the head coach, now it's time for him to become a overall coach of the entire team in terms of we know what the defense going to look like because like Seth Payne said this morning, the Texans defense was ranked 14th in the NFL last season. And if you really think about it, with all that talent, you was thinking they was probably top three or top five defense, but they wasn't top five because that damn offense was ass. But here's the thing, Clint, and I'm glad you said it. I don't give a damn if Jalen Knowles' arms are as short as Show-ass arms, because you know Show got some short-ass arms sitting across from you.
We same height.
And here's the thing. He had a dude named Rocco Beck throwing to him at Iowa State, and he threw for 3,500 yards. So let me see what he does with an elite-level quarterback like C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins and then his boy Jalen on the other side of him, man, and then just see what – because C.J. going to get the ball in his hands because once you get the ball in his hands, that 4-3 speed shows up good on tape. I'm excited about the whole thing because it's like anything else. When your ass get a new car, that scent lasts long. It just didn't last long enough on Bobby Slowick and I holler.
All right, Larry. There is excitement there. Yeah, man, I got short arms. I mean, that's just real. You generally don't have long ones at 5'9". All right, T-Mill, let's get the best bets in. What you got? Because Lord knows you need it.
Yeah.
Something, please.
Yeah, coming off literally the best week in its entirety, we ever had a best bets last week. This is trying to be the worst. So, got a lot of work to do. I'm going to go with the only NBA playoff game in action tonight. That would be the Golden State Warriors visiting the Timberwolves. And I got 6 wagers for you in this basketball game. Get them pens and pencils ready. First, I got Warriors and points. Once again, I teased that a bit. I took Warriors plus 12. Believe the line is closer to 11 or 10.5, but I'd take the Warriors plus 12 at the Timberwolves tonight. I think they lose the game outright, but it won't be by more than 12. Next, got the over in this game. It is another low score for this over-under. I'm on the over 201 between the Warriors and Timberwolves. And then 4 player props. I'll give them to you, list them off quickly here. First, Anthony Edwards, over 26.5 points tonight for him. Then I got Rudy Gobert over 9.5 points. He's just got to get to double digits for the big man, and Rudy can make you some money. Jimmy Buckets, under 6.5 assists. I think he's going to be focused on scoring the ball, not dishing it around to the other Warriors. And then Buddy Hield, who has been special thus far in the NBA playoffs. Buddy Hield for the Warriors over
2.5 assists tonight. That might be my favorite one of the evening.
Really?
Those are your six best bets. What do you love or what do you hate? It sounds like you might hate that Buddy Hield pick.
Yeah, Buddy out here shooting, baby.
One thing is, Buddy's going to get that run, boy. He's going to get the minutes.
Yeah,
defense is going to be coming out with some new kind of game plan for him. They got to, right?
I mean, I like the Edwards one because I feel like he is being challenged. His coach called him out. And I just don't know how much I believe in this Warriors defense the way that it's just like I'm not. I mean, yeah, you gotta. I mean, obviously they've done it. I mean, I feel like Ant just missed a lot of shots there. And listen, the over I feel all right about. Some of these are dicey. That Buddy Hield's dicey.
You know which one I like, T.
Jimmy.
That Gobert over him rebounds. You got points.
You got points.
No, I don't want points. No.
Yeah, I just don't know how much he's going to play.
I thought he said rebounds.
And given how bad the week's been, I hate to tell you, but I ain't got room to make any bets for you.
I know you don't.
Man.
I'm maxed out.
I knew that before he said that. I knew it. Come hang out with us tomorrow. Big Ben Tavern. Sugarland. Big Ben Tavern. Come hang out with us 2-6. Crawfish. Circuit. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. I never had a teacher crush. I mean, I think I just mostly had train wrecks. Or, I mean,
whoa.
Not train wrecks.
I didn't mean that.
Damn!
The teachers at show school were ugly.
I mean, like, older, motherly-like figures.
Oh, they were train wrecks.
Like, I didn't have, I felt like she was my Sunday school teacher. Well, come on out tomorrow then, as we are out live 2-6.
Yeah.
We'll discuss that coming up.
Well, what if my wiener ain't working, Ron?
Well, if your wiener isn't working and you are one of those gentlemen suffering from ED.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.